Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
Here we go. Good looking out on the beat, Chunks.
Baby.
I'm feeling myself. The LA Las Vegas bitch. Connection right now. Dagger. Good looking out, Riz.
Baby.
LA. They be hating. West Coast all day.
Hating on me. Hating on Chunks. Hating on Riz. Hating on the Witted Boys. Hating on the West Coast. Fuck it. Look. Dagger's on the mic and demand attention.
Shut the fuck up.
Okay, now listen. I got bars I pick and place them. Dagger sharpie, can erase
no permanent.
I got still gonna hear me. I haunt your house and I make you fear me. Ooh. Got a lot of issues, shit, no tissues. If I start shooting, still won't miss you. I don't wanna do that, just step back. I'm going with the money we drinking. The bitches got
rather
do
that
than waste my time. I don't know about y'all, I'm getting mine. Time to shine. Spin so drafty, shit's brand new and already classic. Higher than average, causing damage. Got a game that can't be managed. Way too savage, life ain't lavish. People just smile on my face, but savage. Get a life before you pay the price.
Do you feel like it's hot?
Roll the dice, no, listen to the crap out, pay and smash out. That's what you get when you open your mouth. Dumb motherfucking niggas just can't save them.
Fuck no homo and the people that made them.
Hating on me, all around us. They be hating on me, all around us. Yeah, they hating on me, yeah, they hating on me. Yeah, they hating on me, yeah, they hating on me. They be hating on me, hating on me, hating on me, smoking the 3D, you can't see me, not like Stevie. Begging for shit, bitch, I ain't a genie. If I was rich, I'd fuck a bitch from all around the. If I was rich, I'd shit on bitches all around the. Dags are crazy, can't be lazy. Can't stop, drop, flop, y'all love to hate me. One part criminal, one part gigolo. Always gotta stay real high, original, no subliminals. Talk to you straight up, bitch ass nigga. Surplus makeup, niggas get your weight up. Dags too heavy, chunk suit, did the beat.
Damn, we did.
What I'm gonna say next, stop, pause. Girl, you wanna play this? Drop, draw, break laws. Have my back, help me make my money stack. Roll my blunts, pull my drain. Damn this thing, look, I gotta go though. Still got time to wrap my skull. Why you wanna try me? You can't deny me. And when I'm up a pill, I'm so excited. Smoke like Marley, I be stoned. I left alone, so I broke my phone. Had to kill my clone, cause he tried to attack me. I fight myself, please.
Please don't hate me.
Yes, I'm big, got a blunt to hit. I'm more money to make, so you can hate me, bitch.
Ha, ha, hating on me. 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 Hating on me, hating on me, hating on me. All around me. Trying to holler to
just make sure y'all about your business. If you ain't about your business, don't waste your time, all right? She ain't going to waste hers, and ain't nobody going to waste their time. Ooh, excuse me. How's it going, fellas? OG standing out with looking like a little bicycle club right there. Oh, man. Oh, and the shooting's fucked up. I don't know if y'all have another city or another city, but I hate it. You know, it's real easy to fuck up the street when they're going to sit here and redo streets so they can tear it up and they, you know, then it takes up forever. It took a new pavement back then. This shit's been tore up for like 2 weeks. It took them one night to tear it all up, but it takes them 2 weeks to put shit back down, and they only got half of it done. These people out here fucking up. Liquor stores, West End. Poetry and Motion Lounge. Oh, shit. Nice little lounge right there. All right. Shit, weed clinic. I need to get me a damn weed card. I keep saying that all the time, but the homie kind of got me on that shit. Because he be going to the medical spots, boy, and, you know, he says it's like Costco in there. You go into a weed shop, and you just got selections, like at the grocery store. You know, what do I want? But see, I'm not that typical. Well, I am a smoker. Let's not get it twisted. I'm very much of a smoker. But what I'm not is I'm not a picky smoker. You know, if it's weed, if it can be broken down, rolled up, put in the blunt, then I'm smoking it. Stress, regular, AZ, Kush, Chronic, OG, Bubble. Yeah, whatever the fuck is out there in the world. If it can be rolled up, then I'm smoking. Now, the homies, some of the homies, are straight weed connoisseurs. You know, man, they sit up there, it's kind of like wine tasting. You know, the motherfuckers go to the weed spot, they sample the weed, like, hold on, what does it smell like? Well, I don't know. Oh, yeah, that may, you know, I don't care. Break that shit up, roll it, spark it, let's smoke. Like, I don't understand why that's so hard. But like I said, to each his own, everybody smokes what they want to, everybody smokes what they like. What the fuck is going on over here? You know, you hear shit, but you don't see people talking. You hear people talking, but you don't see people talking. So what I'm looking at is like a vacant lot. So if anybody's talking, oh, they're back there in the back. Wow. These people have made themselves a home back here. It's back to Argo, y'all. Now, look. Let me stop for a second. Let me try to describe to y'all what I see right now. Now, you know, you have those buildings that they tear down, and they tear down the buildings. It's the empty lot. And now it's just an empty lot, but the walls are still up around the side. No roof, no front, but the walls. The right, left, back walls are all still in place, right? Fucking, it looks abandoned, all tagged up, graffiti and everywhere. And she is in the back of it. This is what I see. It's like these two of them broke into here because in the back door is open to the alley, and there are two bums sitting in the back. They got a little thing up in the back over there. I guess they got their little sleeping bags back there. It's a guy and a girl. You got to also understand that's love right there. There's even love for bums out there. They're back there, they in the back corner, got their sleeping bags up, got a little tent. I think they're arguing about food, about eating and shit. So, That was interesting. I don't know if y'all see that shit anywhere else. Only in L.A. do I get to see shit like that. It's like these motherfuckers done took over the whole back section of an abandoned building with no roof on it. Like, what kind of shit is that? But, hey, if you got to have a place to live, then you got to have a place to live. Even though it's technically not a place to live, they're still outside. Aren't you cute? It's still somewhere, and I guess they're together, so they're happy. But, man, walk in. Hey, now. The thing about getting to walk is that you actually see people. You know, people be walking, girls looking at me and everything. So, okay, you can holler at me if you want to. See, girls are always scared to holler at niggas. I don't get that. Well, some are. The other ones, but, you know, that shit about I'm going to wait for the guy to approach me and, you know, things like that, then y'all need to stop doing all that and stop waiting. If you see something you like, you better say something. But I'm going to stop talking for a quick second. I'm walking in the parking lot, walking in the liquor store real quick, and I don't want people to think I'm crazy. Hold on a second, y'all. Shit. Ooh, how's it going? Pinnacle.
My favorite
the what?
Yeah.
So what's up? What happened? You gonna start?
She said all the real money is when you turn 21.
Yeah, okay, yeah, just hold on, wait. But yeah, man, like I said, hold on to that. Oh, okay, that's good. So just hold on to that, man. But yeah, that's what that. Also, the real money is too. Is team driving. If you got somebody you trust, man. I mean, you got to also think though. If y'all be somebody you trust, somebody you can mess with, because you're gonna be out on that road, and you don't want to be stuck with somebody you don't want to be fucking with. But if it's like family, somebody cool or whatever, then you're constantly making money because the truck's in motion. You know, when you're driving by yourself, you're only allowed to drive a certain amount of time. But if there's both of y'all, one of y'all see the other one drives, y'all can keep going. So while you got time, if you find somebody who's, you know, with it, but make sure they're with it, because you don't want them to fuck up your shit either.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So, babe.
It's like getting an apartment.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Don't bring in nobody if they ain't with that shit, because you'd be better by yourself. You know what I mean? Right. Ooh, excuse me.
Hey, we'll see you, man.
No, definitely, man. I'll be right there, man. Let people know if they're looking for something, you know, legit or whatever. We're out there trying to help people out, man.
I got 3 or 4 buses that's interesting.
Yeah, I'll come up there and at least do the initial interview. When they come there, at least get all that information. So once they have that, then when they're ready to start, they can just come up there and just go. Like, you got all the information. So when you turn 21, you can just come right back up there and get in motion. So have them get that first shit out the way. All right.
Let me try to do that.
Yes.
I'm already
Well, I'm sorry, sir. Oh, there he is. I need an extra large mega wrap. Thank you, sir. All right, boss man. Oh. Yes, yes, y'all. All right, y'all. Back in effect. Coming back out the liquor store. Man, liquor store is always the craziest place. You know, there's like, on this one strip that I'm walking on right now, there's like 3 liquor stores in a 2-block radius. So you know that's a black problem, right? Or that's just a hood problem, I guess. But, oh, man. But the people you see in there sometimes, it's crazy. Like my man right here, right, he recognized me from school, not school, from the place I work. Because, you know, we're trying to help people get jobs and shit like that. So, you know, it's good. And that's another thing. It's cool to be recognized. And, you know, when you actually, that's why I like my job now, because I'm actually trying to help people, or at least help people that are trying to help themselves. You know, and being able to do that is a good feeling for a chance. Because a lot of my jobs that I was doing, I was always trying to get over on people. I can admit that. I was always trying to get people for their money, their credit cards or something. I mean, in my first semester jobs, the last job I had before this, I was helping people too. But they were some janky-ass motherfuckers in that job. And that just kind of fucked me over. But besides that, man, it's just about staying focused, staying ready about things. And if you can't do that, then, well, I don't even know what I'm trying to say sometimes. Because on one hand, you know, I want to believe that, you know, with hard work, dedication, perseverance, understanding, you know, there's a lot of factors that go into this type of shit. But if you have these certain qualities, then you will be able, oh, wow. Hair studio with 3 people in there. A lot of hair shops in L.A., too, now that I noticed that as well. Yeah, but focus, dedication, you know, support. If you don't support other people, support yourself at least. There's just a lot of factors that go into certain equations that if people just focus on that, they wouldn't have that many, you know, that much bullshit to worry about. Shit would be a lot easier. Take it from me. Because if I didn't give a fuck, like I've been telling y'all, don't give a fuck about what other people got going on. Don't let them stop you from what you got going. Don't let them get in your way with things. Whoa, this motherfucker, man. You see me in the crosswalk, right? Next show, all shit. Ooh, pedestrians. But I didn't want to hit people too, though. When I'm driving, people be walking. But at the same time, if I'm in the crosswalk, then I understand. But you got to take, I feel as a pedestrian, I put tape in my steps. If I see somebody waiting or something like that, I'm not going to be one of them assholes that take the slow strolls across the street that just walk all dumb slow. And I'm not talking about old people slow. I'm talking about young people acting like they're old. It's like, get the fuck out the street. And even worse would be the jaywalker. That's one thing I can't stand is a jaywalker. Is a jaywalker that walks slow, like, oh, I dare you to hit me. You ain't gonna hit me. I dare you to hit me. All right? I dare you to hit me. You ain't gonna hit me. Motherfucker, I wish I could hit you right now. I really do. I really do, but I don't want to go to jail. Well, look at this. is interesting. Walking down the street right now, the toes, they're doing construction on the street right now, but you know how they leave all the trucks and shit out here, the big-ass tractors and, you know, but it'll be fun to go crazy in one of those. You ever see those, how's it going, sir? You ever see those, the what is it, the world's craziest police videos or some shit where motherfuckers go crazy in a tank and can't nobody stop them and they wonder what they're going to do. Like, what are we going to do? You fucking up everything. I'm so going to do that on that shit right here. Oh, hold on. No, I'm calling in. Wait, you're not calling to the church. Calling on my phone. Sorry, this fucking Friday, but I got to hold on real quick. Sorry about that, y'all. I just had a quick call real quick. Trying to figure out what I'm doing for the night or this weekend. But I ain't doing a whole bunch of nothing. Broke and shit. But I'm broke for a reason. You know, there's a difference between people just being broke just to be broke and being broke for a reason, see? I'm broke because I paid off my last couple of tickets that I had and shit. So I'm through with the government as long as I don't get no more tickets. I put my car in the fucking shop. I don't know what to do at this point. So, I mean, I feel good about being broke, but because I did something, it's not like I just bullshitted money. And then also help other people out, which I keep telling you not to do, don't do it. Don't help other people, because make sure it's good to help people. Make sure it's good to help people while you're doing it. But when you get to that point where you want to do something for yourself and you can't, and you think about why, and you be like, oh shit, because I did that and I helped that person out. Like, it's like, nah, I wish I could call up somebody. Like, man, let me hold $100. You know, I'm good for it. I'm good for it till I get paid. Yeah, I'm good for it. You know, I don't fuck with people's money like that. If I want somebody money, I'm gonna pay them their money. See, I don't like on people money. That's the bottom line. Some people like on people money. Some people like racking up debt. Some people like, you know, the drama, the bullshit. Some people like all that, and I just don't. It's not, because there's nothing cute about that. Why do you always want to, why you always want somebody on your head about some bullshit? So, that's why I'd be like, well, how's it going, fellas? That's why I always be like, man, fuck it. Just, if I don't got it, I don't got it. Although I may want it, and then this is also what we have to be thinking like, man, motherfuckers are getting rob a nigga right now. Like, trying to go to somebody's check house and place to catch one of these people cashing one of their big $1,000 checks or something. You ever seen that shit? I've been thinking about this shit all the time. Because there was a time, every time I go with somebody to cash a check, or the times when I used to have to go cash my check before I had direct deposit and shit and everything, I'll be in there. And you always see the motherfuckers in there. Either you catch the ones going in before they go in, try to pay some bill or something like that, or you catch the ones coming out that just cash their check, and, you know, they're just all cash in their pocket. It's like, oh, I need that. But I just know, if I ever do anything like some real, like, strong-arm robbery, something like that, or something along those lines, it's going to be there's gonna be some major shit, because if I'm not getting caught, I'm not going to jail. And if I do get away, yeah, everybody got dogs? Yeah, they got dogs. Hey, dogs. It's not just dogs, just animals. I can't stand animals. You get, they're like kids that can't talk. If they aren't even following me, y'all know how I feel about kids. How about I feel about kids already? I don't got no beef with kids. I don't got no issue with kids. But bad kids, yeah, just like bad animals. And but the only thing about animals is that they're like kids that can't talk. I keep saying that all the time. I've said it before. Kids that can't talk. There's nothing worse than a kid that can't talk. Like, what's wrong with you? What's the problem? Talk. Let me know something. Speak. Shit. Kids get so frustrated. But then, yeah, animals, you got to take care of them, clean up after them, feed them. I ain't trying to do all that, man. I said, I ain't got no kids, and that's a human. So, if you think animals are going to get any kind of, you know, I won't go out of my way to harm an animal, you know, that in my skis. But at the same time, if one's crossing the street and, you know, it's either swerve or run it over, then I may just run it over. You know, I'm not about to swerve and endanger myself for no animal or the passengers that I'm riding with for no animal. Or, even sometimes, to be honest, sometimes I swerve and try to hit it. Just depends on what mood I'm in. But, hey, I'm sorry. I'll be honest with y'all, but I just don't like it. I don't like it. What's going on at the park today? Little kids, football practice. But that's good. Yeah, man, make sure our kids is doing something. Because kids could be doing a lot of other shit. At least these kids are out here, you know, staying focused on something, paying attention to something, because there's a lot of kids out there not doing shit, just making the world worse for everybody. So, never gonna say nothing bad about people that's out there actually doing something with themselves, kids, things like that. Because if I do get to that point and I do have kids or whatever, my kids are going to be in every fucking after school program. He's going to be in every sport he's going to be in. He's going to be in all kinds of shit. Because you, like I keep telling people, you got to be occupied. You got to be occupied. If you ain't occupied, if you ain't occupied yourself, if you ain't occupied your family, okay, if you're just not occupied, that's a little bit. No problem. Good evening. Little lucky dog. He does nothing. I wish I could still go kick that damn dog just now. I play that shit. And the little dogs are the ones that be the most buck. Just like little people in real life. One of my old homeboys is like that. He's all talk. Little short nigga. Short pudgy nigga. Just be all talk. And every time I've seen him get confronted on some shit, he always bitch up and bow it down. But, you know, prior to that, he was all bark. You know, all bark, no bite. Prime example of that shit. You call that shit the Napoleon complex. You know, when the motherfucker just don't know what size he is or just don't recognize niggas, you will get fucked up. Can't fight everybody. And also remember, y'all, if y'all want to call into the show, get in on the show, 661-621-7559. Like I said, if it's Fuck You Friday, you got any problems, issues, anything you want to get off your chest, holler it about, you know, call in, let's discuss it, all right? But if not, then it's more like a video diary for your boy. You know, I'm just going to express my thoughts for the next 2 hours if I can, for as long as I can, because like I'm saying, if I run out of things to talk about and, you know, nobody calls in and wants to talk to me, then I'm not going to waste y'all time. Just keep going and going and going. Oh, I got to get up in the house. Hold on, y'all. I got to get up in here, roll this weed up. Everybody talking about the elections and everything. No, I'm not voting. But if you are a voter, then for sure, get out there, vote, you know, show your support, do what you got to do. You know, I don't want people to not vote. But at the same time, as far as I go, oops. Forgot about the alarm. Shit. But at least as far as I go, I just don't see it. I still just don't see it. I don't see it doing anything. You know, I mean, voting often does something. Don't get me wrong. You know, everybody goes out there and votes and everything. But, you know, when they start talking about tax cuts, tax hikes, I've been working with paying taxes. Been doing all this shit, you know, like I said, since I was like 14 years old. So, and I've never really noticed a difference. And how many presidents is that? You know, Bush, Clinton, Obama, you know, I never really noticed a difference in anything, to be honest. All the shit people are always arguing about, the issues, the topics, the conversations, whatever people be always discussing, I don't even see it, personally. But again, that's just me. So maybe that's because I don't pay attention to it enough. You know, I just do what I got to do and keep it moving and keep it pushing. I mean, that's simple. But y'all, if you know your politics and everything, I just want to make sure y'all recognize that, you know, stick by your decisions, whoever it may be. I see people up here fighting, you know, the debates went down. Everybody's on their Facebook talking about the debates, like, Obama lost, Romney won, and then debate number two, Obama came back, struck back, Romney did it. But I mean, really, I mean, do debates really swing people's votes? I mean, I don't know. Wait. Uh-oh, hold on, I got another call. Y'all, excuse me. Hold on, I'm sorry. My bad, y'all. My bad. I'll try to make it as quick as possible. I'm back. But, yeah. Some calls you got to take. I'm sorry. Now, I just wish they were calling to the show, and that would be a little bit different, but it's okay. It's okay. Man, there's so much to do, so little time. I don't know if y'all be feeling the same way that I be feeling. Like, you just want to That's why I have the tattoos on my back. I got two tattoos on my back. I got one says stands for bravery, one stands for anxious. Now, I'm the type who's always anxious to do something. Now, that doesn't mean just do something as in act the ass, wild out, just do crazy. Although I'll be anxious to do that shit sometimes, too. But what I mean is I feel like I always need to, you know, make money. I need to stay focused on something. I need to be getting ready for a radio show. I need to make sure my work situation is situated. I feel I need to do something. That's probably why I don't even sleep as much as I should. Even when I get a chance to chill and relax and just not do anything, I don't get to do shit. That's not what I mean. I mean, when I'm not doing shit, I'm always thinking about doing something. That's why I can't sleep, because I feel like I should be doing something. I feel like I'm missing something. I feel like I'm being left out of something. You know, because there's always money to be made. There's always work to be done. There's always something to do if you just find out how to do it. So, I don't know. I really just be wanting to stop sometimes, like stop, not do anything, not think, not do nothing. And I don't get to do that. So there'll come that point, though. I'm really starting to see that as well. It's like, as long as I feel like I'm getting all my hard work and everything out now, you know, I'm trying to feel like I'm getting all my work out done now, and then maybe I'll be, you know, to be smooth sailing later on. You know, hopefully. But again, if not, then shit, it is what it is. And you got to keep pushing forward, keep moving forward. But that's one of the hardest things to do sometimes. And the only reason I keep going, or why it's good for me, or what, is because I'm used to the pain. I'm used to the disappointment. I'm used to, you know, I'm used to these things. Some people aren't used to it. You ever see those people that, you know, always get what they want, you know, always getting what they want and everything, but then once they don't get what they want, then they they don't know how to handle that shit. You know what I mean? Like, they don't, you know, those people that have never heard no before, but then they finally hear no, and and they flip out after hearing that, or they just, no, how can you tell me no? How can, bitch, no, like, but it's something because they're so used to getting everything. And that's, and I don't know about those people, man. That shit is just, because you're never going to get everything you want in life. And I think because I learned that at a real early age, then I'm able to handle a lot of shit now because I don't expect shit. I don't expect things to work out. I don't expect things to be okay. I don't expect people to do what they say they're going to do. You know, I always think negative about shit because at least then, if it does happen negatively, then I knew I was already prepared for it. You know, you have those people that are always, you know, I tell people all the time, and I used to be one of them people, you know, I want to think, I am an optimist. I want to be an optimist. I am an optimist. I want to think the best of everybody. I want to think, you know, people respect, show respect, they give respect where it's due. I want to think people have your back and search. I want to think these things. But that's not the case. Everyday life is not that case. I see that shit on a daily basis. Everybody's always out for themselves. And which is why I will constantly keep telling everybody out there, man, don't do shit for anybody else, man. Do for you. Because 9 times out of 10, the people you doing for are not going to be the ones that'll have your back when the time comes, when the time comes for it, or if it's needed. You know, they're going to be leaving you high and dry. They ain't going to care. They ain't going to worry about you. Did my fucking wrap that I bought fall out of my pocket as I was walking? Ain't that some shit? So that whole walk was for nothing? Oh, that's fucked up. And I wasted a dollar? So what, now I got to walk. Now I got 2 options. But no, because if I go walking back like I did, or like I was doing, back to retracing my steps and shit, then that shit's either gone, or what I look like, that's the true crackhead move, probably. If I just go back looking for that one rat that just fell out of my pocket and whatever it could have been on the street or something like that just now. Fuck! So now, I gotta take my ass back to the fucking liquor store, get another rat. Oh, shit, crazy. Shit, crazy, crazy, crazy. Hold on, let me check all my shit before I sit here and have to go back to the store. Who the fuck is texting me? In pain. Why are you in pain, girl? Girl's always in pain over some shit. My heart's broken, my feelings are hurt, my... Oh, man. Okay. These are people that are not used to being hurt. It's sad, but like I said, I've been hurt so many times, I'm numb to the pain, you know? It takes a lot to even hurt me right now. Hold on, the homies, the homie come through with a wrap. Come through with some weed. Bring a wrap, I got a little, unless you got some. Let's see what this reply is going to be. But yeah, man, I just don't know what to do with people, man. I just don't know. Because you have to realize, that's why I'm going to raise my kid, man. I'm going to try to give them, I don't want them to have to want for anything. You know, because I want it to be a lot better for them than it was for me coming up. But at the same time, I don't want to give them anything because I really don't want them to be spoiled. They're nothing worse than a spoiled kid. Because they don't know what to do or what happens when, you know, when they don't get something. And them kids that don't get shit or that used to get shit and then they don't get it, you know, y'all see it all the time. You want to beat the shit out of these little kids trying to act like ain't nobody talking to them. I want. I'm like, oh, man. And then you got their parents like, no, calm down. It's okay. No, dude. Nah, fuck that. Beat the fuck out your kids, y'all. They yours. You can hit them. Get these motherfuckers to be straight real quick. Hold on. I'm just looking. I'm going to look down the immediate street real quick and just see if I see it on the street over here somewhere. Damn, I'm mad. No, don't see it. And I know he handed it to me because he handed it to me and I put it in my pocket. And then if it fell out of my pocket, probably right there at the liquor store, you know, none of them crackheads is going to tell me. Niggas ain't going to say shit. Oh, is the homie going to come through or not, man? Text me back. Let me know. Something to drink real quick. Maybe that'll mellow me out for a little while. Like I said, it's going to be a real rough month. Or at least the rest of the month. Like I said, Halloween coming up. Now, see, I'm just a big-ass kid when it comes to Halloween. I love Halloween. You know, I like getting dressed up and whatever. You know, I'm trying to do my Batman thing. You know, I used to, my other alias, you know, people call me Harvey Dent, a.k.a. Two-Face. You know, and every year I want to get the true Harvey Dent, you know, outfit, the true suit. You know, I want to get my hair done all that way, my costume, you know, all that shit done the right way. Then go up on Hollywood and fuck with people, you know, find all the freak-ass, the crazy-ass Batman that's supposed to be Batman. And, you know, just do some crazy shit on Halloween. That's what you get to do on Halloween. You get to be crazy. I wanted to have, like, you know, some of the homegirls dressing up, you know, Poison Ivy or Harley Quinn. You know, we got to be the Batman characters, the Batman enemies. You know, and then roll out there and just start fucking with Batman. Like, hold on, man, they go Batman right there. Like, no, that's Batman right there. Like, would so do that shit. But, of course, can't do that either. At least it's not like this. Not like how I wanted to, so. Damn, car accident? Motherfuckers, man. See? Motherfuckers in car accidents and shit. I'm not fucking with car accidents no more. I've been in two car accidents. Two car accidents. One was my fault. You know, that's when I was first driving. You always get that one. You know, you get your first little car accident. But then the second one, boy, so it wasn't my fault. Nigga was driving. Got cut off, I was smashing, right? The dude was smashing too. But then he, and then he tried to swing around me, he went out, and then he tried to cut back, but then cut it too close in front, tipped the front of the car, ran me and the homies into the side, because we was driving in the carpool lane on the freeway. Motherfucker, man, kicked the front of the car, ran the front of the car into the fucking guardrail right there, you know, it separates the one side from the other side. I'm just sad, I'm proud of you, man. Yeah, shit is weak. I don't know what the fuck some of y'all be posting on your Facebooks. I'm actually looking at some of y'all Facebooks right now, and it's just, y'all is funny. But yeah, that's all I'm saying. The bounce off the guard rope, boom, right? And then, but it was going so fast, like I said, we was already smashing, and when I bounced off of that shit, it was like, bam, and then it took us back across the whole freeway. Lucky it was late. You know, it was like 1, 2 in the morning. Niggas was coming back from a function, party, and everything. So lucky there was a lot of traffic out there. But boom, then bounced off of that wall, careened back, all the way back across all four or five lanes of traffic on the freeway, all the way to the other wall, like, boom, like, Now, of course, you know, y'all gotta stay focused in the time of danger. So luckily, you know, I am the driver, so even when I am in a fucked up situation, I still am able to kind of handle the situation. So after I bounced off the first one, I keep in mind, both of these niggas asleep. Dude in the passenger seat asleep, dude in the back seat asleep. So I'm wide awake by myself. This is all that's going on, right? After I bounce off the first wall, the guard wall in the middle, the wheel kind of locks up because the tire's like bent in a certain way where I can't barely turn the wheel. So as I'm going back across the freeway and I see this other wheel coming, like, not Will. I see the other wall coming. I'm like, oh, shit. But at the time, I'm looking at it like, fuck, I'm about to hit this shit dead on, you know, like flat face, you know, like front of the car, front of the wall. Now, that shit ain't going to go because, you know, that's when motherfuckers go through windshields and shit. Like I said, the homeowners in the front was fucking, damn it. Hold on real quick, y'all. Sorry. All right, but yeah, nigga, motherfucker, man, see the wall coming, and I'm like, oh, shit, well, I know I can't hit this motherfucker dead on, because like I said, that's when motherfuckers go through the windshield, and also keep in mind, my passenger in the front seat, who's like my play brother, the homie, he's sitting right there, he ain't got no seatbelt on, you know, the homie in the back, I think he got a seatbelt on, but I couldn't tell what was going on back there, so I'm just trying to realize that this is all going on in a matter of seconds, you know, don't forget this either, because... You know, I don't know if y'all know, but when you're in the middle of some shit or when something's going down like that, you know, time kind of slows down when you're in the middle of it. You know, it looks all fucked up, but time slows down low-key. So, wow, this bitch. But, so the wall's coming, you know, everything's in slow motion to me. Like, oh, shit, like, because I don't want to hit this shit head-on. I don't want shit's already fucked up. Like, I got people to be responsible for. I don't want motherfuckers dying and shit, you know. So I'm sitting there turning the wheel as hard as I fucking can to try to get it to at least turn a little bit. So I'm like, struggling. So I finally, as we're skidding across the fucking freeway, you know, keep in mind we're skidding across the freeway, probably sparks and shit and everything like that. So I'm turning the wheel. Now, luckily, I'm able to force the damn thing turned enough where what happens is instead of hitting it dead on, kind of hit it at like an angle. So I hit it with like the front right corner of the passenger side of the car. So what it does is after it hits, the back end kind of whips around like bow, and that hits the side of the wall. So we're like sitting, it's almost like I wanted to park against the wall, but I parked entirely too close, if you get what I'm saying. But that's how, damn, nigga hit the wall and was on the wall and just posted. So I was like, well, that's better than hitting that motherfucker head on. And then after I hit the wall, and then my, it wasn't funny, but then, like, after all that shit, you know, airbags undeployed, you know, shit, cars all folded in, tires all fucked up. Now, I'm like, now that the car done finally stopped, I'm like, yo, nigga, you all right? I'm checking. My play brother, who's in the front, he done went from the seat. Now, keep in mind, when the impact happened, I glanced over, and this nigga came out of his seat, because he didn't have my seatbelt on, right? Came out of his seat and, like, landed on the floor of the passenger seat in the front. He got landed on the floor. His leg was fucked up a little bit because, you know, he did the whole bouncing because he was already sleeping, was like hunched over. So when the hit happened, his whole thing lifted up. Like, you see, it just boom, like, oh, bam, and he just landed. And then he woke up after it was all over. It's like he slept through the accident, you know. And I'm like, nigga, we just had an accident, nigga. You okay, nigga? You alive, nigga? Like, what the fuck? Like, nigga, look, like, nigga, he's all trying to understand what's going on. Like, nigga, we just hustled. We didn't hustle some shit. I just hustled some shit. But yeah, nigga, this shit just got fucked up, man. Like, he's like, oh, so he tried to gather himself. The other homie in the back, he was cool. He had his seatbelt on. You know, he had his seatbelt on. He was a little sore and everything. But, you know, I just think about the close calls that I've had in life or things like that, you know, when I'm responsible for people. And that's one of the reasons why I don't like responsibility. Because I don't like being responsible for other people's lives. When I'm by myself, I have close calls all the time. At least when it comes to this driving thing. But people trust me to be the driver. I don't know why, because like I said, I drink and drive, I text and drive, I business, I do all kind of shit that I probably shouldn't be doing while I'm driving. But I take responsibility seriously. So I basically, you know, I make sure that people are, you know, safe. They're going to at least make it home alive. You know, maybe injured, bad, and bruised, but they're going to make it home alive. Now, by myself, whole different story, man. I'll be doing all kind of crazy shit by myself because I don't care. I mean, I do care, but at the same time, it's one of those things where it's like, this is meant to happen, or something's going to happen, and this is going to happen. But sad as that is, I'll be having close calls, though. Like, there was one time, damn, ooh, I almost killed myself. Because you know how when you're at the light, right? You're sitting at the light, and say there's like three lanes, and then you got the fourth lane. But the fourth lane is really a turning lane or a parking lane where people can park on the street, you know, depending on the street you're on, people can park there. So I'm sitting at the light, and... Mm-mm. Car next to me, right? And then there's a truck parked ahead of me across the light, but you know, it's parked on the little sidewalk. So, you know, if you got to be one of the people that, Yeah, y'all know what I'm talking about. When you sit at the line and you wanna take off in front of the person next to you just so you can get over before you hit that car that's parked or whatever. You know, you speed up in front of the car that's parked next to you so you can continue going in the direction you're going. So that's basically what I was gonna do, right? But then you have those people that see what you're about to do and they want to play hater, so they try to smash on the gas too at the same time because they don't want to let you cross over and pass in front of them. So that's kind of one of the motherfuckers I had to deal with. But what happened was, so I sit up there and I go, bam, you know, light turn green. Bam, smash, and I'm like, okay, we're gonna go. It was one of those straight, like photo finish moments. Like, I was going fast. The truck was coming so close. And it was one of those, and the car on the side of me was trying not to let me over, like be a hater, right? Like, and I'm like, are you really not going to let me over? I have my blinker on there, you see me smash, you see me about to run into this truck, but you don't care, right? So I was like, okay, well, fuck it then. This is going to be one of those moments. Either I'm going to make it or something's going to happen. And then, like I said, at the last possible second, swerved it left really hard, man, barely missed the truck and the car. Like, barely, it just kept smashing. Now, back on it, you know, that was some crazy dumb shit. But on the other hand, I bet if anybody else looking at that shit, you know, if anybody was recording that shit, I bet it looked good for the movies, you know, looked good for the theaters. It was straight one of those movie scenes, but without the movie, right? You know, real life shit. But at the same time, I'll be thinking like, man, that could have just been hit. You know, if he wouldn't have let me, if I didn't get over, then that was it for me. You know, I'm all in the back of that truck. Glass probably dead and shit. Or if I did cut it another way, you know, I cut to the corner and cut off the other truck and then hit the back of the car, then I spin out, probably flip or something like that. I mean, honestly, when I think about a lot of things that I've gotten away with, I'm very lucky, I'm very blessed. Somebody must be watching over me or something, because there's a lot of situations I probably shouldn't have walked away from, which gives me a little bit of hope because it makes me think that I do have a purpose. You know, I do have a reason for being here. I do have something that I need to still give to people or that I need to share with people or something like that. You know, I got a reason for being here. So as long as I'm able to do that, then it gives me, like I said, it gives me some kind of reason. It gives me some focus. I guess that's just what it is, purpose. But I say all the time, you know, you want to have purpose. You need purpose in life. If you don't have purpose in life, then you're just living. And then what are you doing? And then why are you just living? We all want to just live, but you want to live for a reason. You want to live because you have something to share. You have something to give to the world. You have something. I sit here trying to explain things to y'all, but like I said, a lot of times it's hard for me to explain it myself because I'm one of those people that feels, you know, you should know already. You know, I hate having to explain shit to people because nobody really has to explain shit to me. You know, I just have to learn. And regretfully, I had to learn through experience, some rough experiences, deadly experiences. You know, like I said before, me and the homie Fo, when we went to go do music, we was doing our radio show. Niggas almost got killed doing music. Niggas can't even go to a concert, and niggas can't even go perform somewhere without somebody talking about, you know, you said this or you said that or misconstruing what a nigga said and everything, and niggas get really mad over the dumbest shit. Every day niggas don't survive. Every day niggas don't make it. How many of y'all know somebody out there that hasn't made it? I know somebody that hasn't made it. I know a few people that haven't made it. And it's sad. But it is, on one hand, you want to say it is what it is, but on the other hand, it shouldn't fucking be like that. It doesn't have to be like that. But that's the world we live in. Which is why you have to avoid shit. Avoid bullshit. But a lot of y'all like to go looking for bullshit. Y'all like to go find bullshit. Oh, shit's popping over here. Let me go get involved in this. And you don't want to do that. Ah, shit. Who's calling? I'm gonna pick up the phone in my house. Oh, I am gonna pick up the phone. Hold on. It's my father. Y'all gotta excuse me. Yes, sir. Nothing. They went to dinner. Tonight, after I finish the radio thing, I should be done by like 8. I'm leaving here at 8. I added 2 more shows. I got a show on Monday and Friday now. So I'm done with the show about 8 o'clock. And then I'll be heading out after that. That I'm not sure yet. I'll know, or I'll let somebody know if it's too late. I'll let mom know if it's, well, if it's too late, I'll let you know. If it's not, I'll let mom know. All right. Like I said, I love my parents to death. They're so, so overprotective about the weirdest things. Like, you would swear I'm not a grown man. But I guess at the same time, I can't complain because how many people don't have family that care at all? So I'm not gonna complain. I am going to complain, but I'm not going to complain badly. Because, I mean, it has gotten a lot better than it used to be. But it's still the same. I guess that's any parent, right? Your kids are never, people keep saying that all the time, you're never old to your parents. But no, that's bullshit because I know people whose parents, you know, treat them like they grown. Like, you know, they can't tell them nothing. They can't tell them nothing. They don't, you know, they're able to just handle things how they want to handle things, and that's just be it. But I don't get that, so it's okay. That's why I try not to be around here that much so I can avoid that, so I don't have that extra stress and drama. Because that's what it really is just stress and drama to me. Because I hate being stressed out. And then your parents, your family can always stress you out worse than anybody else can. So, and it's cold because, you know, your parents are supposed to be ones that don't stress you out. You know, your family's supposed to be ones that keep you occupied, that keep you focused, that keep you in game mode. And they're usually the first, but a lot of families or a lot of parents, like I said, don't care. Don't care too much, some don't care enough. You got to find a balance. Maybe I'll find it when I do have kids, hopefully. But they always say that you never know how to be a parent until you are a parent. You know, until you know how your kids are, until you know how they're going to react to you, until you know what kind of kids you're going to be raising. I mean, it's all hit and miss. Which is scary to me too, because I don't want to fuck up. I don't want to mess up my kids' life. And I see people do every day. Kids are constantly fucked up on a daily basis by people that shouldn't be fucking them up, but they are, and they don't care. I don't know what's worse, either getting fucked over about shit or not caring that you're being fucked over about shit. I never understood that because, you know, people, well, no, parents, talking to the parents now, if you are a parent, your child being there is not their fault. You know, it's your fault that that child is there. So, having said that, you can't have beef with your kids or don't act like you don't care about your kids, because if you didn't care, then you shouldn't have had them in the first place. You know, that's where I'm at with it. I don't have kids because I know personally that I'm not ready to have kids. Right? I've barely been able to take care of myself because I'm too busy helping other people. So once I'm able to take care of myself and get myself fully established, then I worry about the next one. So if not doing that, then it's like, I mean, I'm playing smart, but it's like people keep coming down on me, like people come at me like I'm doing, you know, like I'm wrong for not having kids at this age. I'm 30, nigga. You niggas, you wasting time, man. You're gonna get kids sometime soon. You got kids soon, man. You need to get some kids, man. But no, there's a lot of things that go into having kids. And people, like, I guess I am old school with it and everything like that. There's a lot of things that come into that go into having kids. You know, you want to make sure your house is established. I want my kids to be in a house or at least an apartment. you know, I want to, or a three bedroom or something, 2-3 bedroom, one motherfucker's out of their own shit, because I want to be able to say, man, go to your fucking room, leave me alone. Like, you know, a lot of people are living in, you know, a lot of kids are in homes, you know, the one bedroom home with like 5 kids in it. What kind of shit is that? I'm not trying to do that. I don't want to do the, and then to find somebody to have a kid with. I say that all the time too. You can't just have kids with anybody. Okay, I don't know why y'all keep thinking that. She may be good enough to, she may be good to fuck with, you know, to fuck on, but she ain't good enough to raise a kid. And people don't realize that. See, with me, I know a lot of girls, yeah, they good to fuck with, you know, it's good to, you know, have sex with and everything like that, but as far as kid raising, and you see, or you ever see those people that have kids already, and you look at them, and you look how they raise their kids and everything, that's not always good either. That's just kind of an example that just shows me how you would be around my kids if we were to have kids. And I'm not doing that. You can't take care of your own fucking kids. And then I'm going to have a kid with you on top of that, too. And I want to be, and I'm going to actually have a family, you know, a real family. Everybody living together, everybody happy, you know, everybody, you know, a family. Not none of that, you going with your mama or baby mama drama, baby daddy drama, new nigga, you know, don't be around. It's, I don't know what y'all be doing out there, honestly, or where y'all mind thoughts are, or what y'all think about. I think that shit is cool, or that shit's okay. And also, let me say this as well. I mean, I understand some of y'all just in situations that, you know, you just got to roll with whatever happens. Don't get me wrong, I understand that too. So for those that are, you know, already past this, you know, you already got kids, I'm just saying that I want you to be, understand that they are your responsibility, and that's the responsibility that you chose. Because if you didn't want to have kids, your ass should have strapped it up or stopped raw dogging or whatever the fuck you was doing at the time when you just got pregnant. All right, and that's just me being honest with y'all, because y'all know I'd be honest with y'all here. But what I'm really talking to those that maybe don't have kids yet. I don't know how many of y'all is out there that don't have kids, because everybody seems to have kids nowadays. But for those few that don't have kids, don't do it until you're ready, until you're really ready and you're with somebody, and you're with somebody that you want to have kids with. And that's another thing I keep hearing all the time that pisses me off too. Well, at the time, you know, I thought at the time we were good and we were going to be together and everything. That's why I always say people don't take their time. You know, we got nothing but time in the world. A lot of us, if you stay focused on what you're doing and you're staying and you're okay and, you know, you're working, you're staying away from drama, bullshit, or whatever, 9 times out of 10, you're going to survive a really long time. Now, if you're going to survive for a long time, then you've got time to make sure that shit is done right and that the people you want to be involved with in your life are right, and they have to prove themselves. Now, maybe that may be chauvinistic to me or whatever, but I mean, you want to have my kids, you got to prove yourself that you can handle having a kid with me. And then you have to prove, first of all, that you can handle me. Because you're not going to be with me, or if you can't handle me, you definitely ain't going to be able to handle no spawn of mine. I know shit. I'm fucking crazy already. And kids, and from what I know is that kids are the ultimate testers. They'll test your patience, your limitations, your work ethic, your pockets. You know, kids test you. And it's a daily test. It's a test for the rest of your life. Why don't you shit open? So if you ain't ready to be tested for the rest of your life, then you don't need to be involved in that. Because so many of y'all are out there with kids that, you know, you look at the kid and you blame the kid like it's the kid's fault that you fucked up. And that's why I'm a strong believer personally in myself. I mean, me, I believe in abortion, or I'm pro-choice. You know, hate me for that, don't hate me or whatever, but I mean, that's how I feel. You just got to know You got to know your own personal limitations. And if you made a mistake and the kid was on a mistake or whatever, or adoption, you know, if you don't want to kill the kid, you believe in all that or whatever, then adoption too. But just don't blame the kid for you fucking up. That kid didn't do nothing to deserve you fucking up. And then if you can't fuck up and handle it, and if you fuck up and you can't handle it, then there's no shame. Oh, excuse me. In my opinion, there's no shame in admitting that you've done something wrong and then doing the proper steps to make sure that your wrong is done right. And since we're talking about kids, I mean, there's no shame in my opinion, if it's just me, there's no shame in abortion, I'm sorry. I believe that, yes, I would rather you just not even worry about it from the jump than to have a kid that you're not going to care about and raise it to be some kind of asshole killer, psychopath, somebody that mad because they got rejected or whoop or whatever. You know how many of these stories you see about these psychos of kids whose parents just didn't care or weren't paying attention or this, that, or whoop or whatever? It's because their kids, their parents fucked up somewhere. So, yeah, I would rather you, because now we're going to be executing them now, later on. So you could have executed them at birth. It would have been, you know, quick, easy. You know, motherfucker, but I mean, you don't know what the kids would have been, or, you know, I know how y'all are out there, so it's okay. Or adoption. Have a baby, give it up. Give it to somebody who wants a baby, who's willing to take care of a baby, who can afford a baby. You know, there's no shame in that either. Because you have to admit when you're wrong or when you've done wrong or when something wrong is going on. And you have to fix that. Y'all know how I feel. I feel it's all about personal responsibility. If you got to hold people personally accountable for the things that they do. Now, another end of that, people would say, well, accountability is being able to woman up or man up and take care of your seed and your kid and everything. Yeah, I feel you on that too, but how many people are actually doing that? It's usually one person trying to man up. Well, that's not all situations, but a majority. You know, some of y'all have this thing working out where, you know, baby mom and daddy can break up and, you know, kids still be happy, work out. I mean, there's always an exception to the rule. But overall, it ain't like that. 9 times out of 10, it ain't like that. And that's where the issue is. That's where the problem lies. Because the more that it's more not like that than it is like that. So my thing is just cut it off before it even happens. Shut it down before it even happens. Don't even get involved in it. You know, because like I said, kids are important. But I say that because, I mean, good kids are important. Bad kids, fuck them. Because bad kids turn out to be bad adults. Bad adults do bad shit. We got enough people out here doing enough bad shit already. So we don't need the next generation coming up doing fucked up shit. Period. And I wish it was old school methods. You remember the days, I mean, these my parents used to tell me all the time sometimes when I was a kid. They used to be them days where, you know, anybody could whoop your ass when you did something wrong. You saw a kid doing something fucked up, it don't matter who was around. If you was an adult and that kid did something stupid, you pop the shit out of that motherfucker, whoop his ass. Fuck is wrong with you? I'd be around other people's kids and everything, and I'd be wanting to beat the shit out of that kid. Like, man, you gonna let that ride? And yeah, they do. They think it's a joke. They think it's funny. Shit is not funny. Because you think it's funny, kid thinks it's funny, then he thinks it's okay because it's funny. I mean, every now and then some shit kids do funny. You know, kid throws out a cuss word here and there, you know, not here and there, but he throws out a first cuss word or something. Ha ha, that was funny, little kid tried to cuss. But nah, you shut that shit down though. Now there are these people out here. Kids be sitting up for cussing up a storm, and they don't care. Or, that's why you got to watch what you're saying around kids and what you're doing around kids. You know, kids do, when they say kids are a sponge, is that what they say when you get, kids are a sponge, they just soak up their surroundings, which is exactly what they do, honestly. If you're in that type of environment where all you're doing is cussing, fighting, and doing all that kind of crazy shit, then that kid is going to think that that's how it's supposed to be. They're going to think that's okay. They're going to think that's how people talk to each other, is by cussing and yelling at each other. And that's not how it goes down. I'm mad about that low-key myself. I mean, honestly, because it's like you're in my own personal family, right? My oldest niece and my sister, they get into it all the time with each other because, you know, they're both kind of headstrong and everything. They're both women. They both try to be alpha males, and they're both young. Like, my sister had my oldest niece, but she was, like, I think, like, maybe 17 or 18, like, really young. So now she's, well, see, I'm 30. She's 31. My niece is, like, 21 now. I mean, I don't know. But they're so close where, you know, it's a respect thing. And I don't believe my niece respects her mother and my sister. She doesn't. And now my sister knows that, but she can't do nothing about it at this point because it's kind of too late because, I mean, technically she is grown. She got her own son now. My niece got her own son, my great-nephew. So, and my niece said she has one of those things like, well, you can't tell me nothing. You can't do this and that. You can't tell me this, you know. And, you know, women, y'all is even worse when it comes to attitudes. And I guess sometimes if you don't love your mama, or, you know, it's always that alpha. Well, there's the alpha male, then there's the woman of the house thing or something like that. You know, women always naturally get into beefs with each other already. But what I'm most upset about is the fact that, you know, they sit up here and cuss at each other and go at each other or whatever. And I got my baby niece and my great nephew just sitting around there listening to all that shit. You know, I'm not saying they do it every day or all the time or whatever. But when it goes down, but I mean, it goes down more often than it should. You know, I am one of those people that believe you shouldn't fight in front of your kids. You shouldn't cuss, scream, yell. You shouldn't do none of that shit in front of the kids. Last time they was over here, my niece and my sister came through to visit. You know, my youngest niece, her newest daughter, you know, they were over here. And my sister's on the phone cussing out her oldest daughter, my oldest niece. They're cussing each other on the phone and everything. And my baby niece is sitting there trying to chill with her mom. And she's up there cussing on the phone to my niece's older sister. So I just snatched up my niece and just told her, call me, you know, I'll play with her for a little while. I got her away from that. Because you don't need to be hearing that shit. You don't need to think that this is what life is. At least not yet. You got all, you know, your years have just started. You just started walking, probably going to start talking really soon and everything, which is I'm waiting for it. But you don't need to be involved in this. Because I swear to God, you know, when babies be starting to talk and everything, they start trying to mimic stuff or words in here. I could have sworn I was picking her up and I was messing with her and I was kissing her and everything. You know, she did that thing like, don't kiss me, push me away and everything. I could have sworn she tried to mumble something like, leave me alone, or, you know, get away, or, you know, something like that. But, I mean, maybe someone hears stuff like that straight out the gate. You know, when a baby says something like, shut up, or something like that, or, like, that's their first word, or, you know, something along those lines of some kind of violent type nature, there's something wrong with that. People wonder why it's so hard for these kids nowadays and for these kids to make it and to finish. And because if you give them a rough start, some kids are not going to pick up the slack in order to get over where you fucked up in the beginning. You know, there comes a point where it goes into self-responsibility, but you have to build that foundation first. If there's no fucking foundation, you can't build on anything without a foundation. Talk to construction workers, you know, musicians, music, you can't just build music without a concept. There has to be a concept first. You know, you can't just get a job unless you put in the work to get the job first. You know, so many people, and people are always thinking that they can just get away with anything, right? They can just have whatever they want. And some people, the sad part is some people can, and some people do. Like I said, I'm not knocking those that got it or doing what they got to do to get where they got to go and everything, but some of y'all do the most cutthroat, you know, methods. Or you're able to skip so many steps because either you know somebody or this or that, and you skip steps and you think it's just that easy. Maybe it was easy for you, but then what happens is people see that and think it's supposed to be that easy for them. And they get frustrated and they get mad. Well, they get... If they got it, if they could do it, why couldn't I do it? Why couldn't it happen for me? Well, some people, some part of life is just luck. Some people are just lucky. To me, I'm lucky to be alive. That's not the only luck I got that I've got at this point. Everything else is bad luck. I'm just lucky to still be breathing. So I'm thankful for that. All right. Like I said, a lot of people ain't even that lucky. Or they're barely breathing. Or they're looking for a reason not to. Or, like I said, I don't know what goes on through some of y'all heads, through some people's heads. I don't. And, of course, I'm never going to be the one to speak on anybody else's shit or what they got going on. But we can all do better. Nobody's perfect. If you think you're perfect, you're wrong. I'll be the first one to tell you. Be mad at me all you want to. Everybody else is always mad at me for whatever reasons. You can be mad at me too. Fuck that. You ain't perfect. If you think you are, holler at me, talk to me. I'll tell you why you're not perfect. Trust. And I'm not even trying to be mean or disrespectful, but nobody's perfect. You can find fault with anything. You can find fault within anyone because, like I said, nobody's perfect. And if for 1 second you think you are, like I said, you're wrong. There is something wrong with you. But you can strive for perfection. You see what I mean? There's a difference. You will never achieve perfection, but that can be something you can strive for. There's nothing wrong with wanting to be perfect, but you have to understand that that's what you will never be. The thing is, you got to get as close to it as possible. Because there's no way you're going to eliminate every issue. There's no way. And if you do say you're perfect, or you know nothing ever bothers you, or I'm just all this or that, then you're hiding something. You are. There's something you're trying to cover up. There's something you don't want people to know about. There's something going on where if you can't admit that you have issues and that you have problems or that there's something wrong with you, then that's a problem right there. You know, denial. Denial is one of the worst. What is it? It's not really. Is it a feeling or is it emotion? Or feelings and emotions are the same thing. I don't know. Whatever word I'm looking for. Denial is one of the worst things anybody could ever have to deal with. Because denial gets you fucked up because it blinds you, you know, from the truth. If you deny what's right in front of you, then that can leave you open for, you know, rude awakenings. Because eventually there's going to be a point in time where you're not going to be able to deny what you've been trying to deny. I don't know if that makes sense to y'all, but I'm trying to make it make sense, but I mean, as best as I can. But eventually reality is going to hit you. Or you have those people that will deny things till they die. And you don't want to be that person because you don't want to be naive. You don't want to be dumb. You don't want to be stupid. You want to be understanding. You want to have your eyes open, not shut. Pay attention. That's what people don't do. They don't pay attention. I say that so many times as well. You take two steps. I mean, not two steps. You take 2 seconds, you know, to really think. I know it's hard. Some of y'all don't want to think. I understand. Trust me, I know. I'll be wanting to think too. I'm thinking all the time. I'm going to turn my fucking brain off and not give it and just not have to worry about nothing, which is why I pop pills and get turned up when I do get turned up, because I don't want to worry about nothing. But eventually, even at that time, it's gonna come back to, eventually you're going to come down. Well, yeah, some people just don't ever come down, you know. But these are those people, again, that can't, they're in denial about shit. They can't deal with reality. They're in denial with reality. Never going to wake up. Never going to get the point. Never going to understand. And so it's like, and then you might think like, well, then what? Well, why even try? That's another thing. You can't never stop trying. You can't. You can't. I know you want to stop. You know, I know you want to, trust me, y'all. Like I said, I've been there. I'm there now. Shit, I don't want to do shit. I don't want to do nothing. But I don't have that option. Right? I don't have it. Let's, you know, so I don't know. You know, you got to keep going. All right? Let's see what's out here. Queen?
Hi.
What it do? How you feeling?
I'm okay. I mean, I just had to cuss off some little kids right now, but yeah.
I mean, see, fucking kids, see them badass kids, huh? You wish you could have hit one of them though.
See?
You want to hit one?
Okay, this is what happened. I come home from work, been working all day, and I'm trying to chill. I'm sitting here, I'm trying to watch a movie, and somebody come knock on my door. My mom is like, you know, that knock was too fast. You know, maybe it was one of them little kids outside playing, because I, you know, the playground is, like, right in front of my apartment building, and I hated that from the moment we moved in. But I'm like, all right, whatever, you feel me? So they come, they knock on my door, and I'm like, yeah, it's a little kid playing. I'm not going to fuck with it. They come back, and they do it again. This time I catch him in the act. I'm like, all right. I didn't even point out the little kid. I was just like, all right, whoever's doing it, knock it off. Stop playing. I'm not in the mood. You know, I'm being nice. They come back 30 seconds after I tell them, don't do it and do it again. All right, I leave it alone. Of course they do. Of course they do. So I go to the bathroom, and then I come back, and my mom is outside yelling at little kids. I walk outside because my mom, you know, my mom is an older lady. She don't play that shit. She heard me just tell these little kids don't do that shit. So she came out and she banged on them. She's like, whoever's doing it, knock it off. I'm not playing because I'm about to snap somebody's little ass kid up out here and beat somebody's ass. And his parents standing off to the side and shit, so somebody's seen it and ain't nobody saying nothing.
Yeah, somebody's kid out there. Yeah, so somebody's parents
yes.
sees their kid acting the ass and still ain't saying nothing. See?
And still ain't saying
Go
nothing.
Go ahead.
So, again, right after my mom do it, right after my mom go out there and who bang, now another little smart ass kid want to do it. So now I done had it. I'm like, all right, y'all think I'm playing. My mama might not really do it. Me, I'm not playing with y'all. I'll get out here, and I'll whoop your ass, and I wish your parent would because I'm not playing. My mama not having that shit. She didn't already came out here, and she didn't already told y'all, so knock that shit off. So now everybody's like, ooh, I closed my door. Then I hear, bitch, loud as fuck. Somebody's little kid just called me a bitch. I was like, oh, I need to leave. So I put on my sweatshirt, and I came next door to the park, and I'm sitting out here. So give me a cigarette. Because I just, like, it was already fucked up today at work. Niggas is over here bullshit. Now I come home, and somebody's little kid out here being retarded. I'm like, nah, I can't have this shit. I got to leave the house for a second. So I'm just sitting outside enjoying the cool air. And I was like,
exactly
hey, it's fucking fire.
You know exactly what I'm talking about. These little badass kids and shit like they grown sailors. They think shit is okay, and then they parent sitting over there on the sideline watching the whole thing and not doing nothing about it. Now, see, that's what I'm talking about. That's exactly what. Now, if your moms or you had really put hands on somebody's kid, like what the fuck?
Now it would have been a problem. It would have
been a
huge
problem. See, I would have to pick up a rock and just hit each one of the kids with a rock at least or something. You know, like but that's what I mean. Kids ain't got no respect for nada no more. Nada.
Nothing.
But it starts at the house. You have to learn respect. You know
exactly.
What I mean? You have to learn it.
And, I mean, these little kids is bad anyway. They stay outside of our house, and they cuss like sailors. Like, when I say these are little kids, I mean these are little kids playing on jungle gyms. Like, the jungle gym is right outside my door.
Like,
so,
we're talking like little 8-9-year-olds.
Yeah, we're talking about, and the elementary school is across the street. So we're talking about, like, elementary school kids. And probably even some of them even younger than that. They just starting to walk and want to roll around and play and shit. But they brothers and sisters is out here cussing. So they out here cussing, and nobody cares. I had one time these little kids was throwing rocks on the fly. And I'm trying to study. Y'all giving me a headache. Can y'all knock that shit off? No. I got to leave them out here and yell at somebody kid for people to think that I'm serious. Like, I try to be nice to little kids, but they want to fuck with me. And I'm like, nah. I'm trying to be nice to them.
Nah, fuck these kids nowadays, man. That's what I'll be saying, man. I'll trust, man. You can't trust these kids or you can't trust these bitches. You know what I mean? No offense, but you can't trust these kids or you can't trust these bitches nowadays. Like, it's just, you don't know what the hell this kid is going to do. This kid is out here murdering folks. You know what I mean? In the right areas, these kids is out here killing people. They don't care. You know, and like I said, the parents at the house don't care. All they got to go off of is what, TV, what they see on TV, or what people think is hard, what they think is, you know, or whatever they got going on or whatever. I mean, I don't know what. I can't speak on with everybody. But the fact that you ain't supposed to be able to look at your kid or be able to tell your kid or see something going on and you stop it.
Right. But people ain't like that. See, I grew up with older parents. Like, my mom is 50-something, and so is my dad. You feel me? So I grew up with my parents going next door, like, if you see my kid doing something bad, whoop their ass, I don't care. You feel me? I grew up like that. So I know, you feel me? So if that's the way that I was raised, that's the way that I'm going to raise my kids. And it amazes me nowadays what people let their kids get away with. Like, it really amazes me now. I wouldn't have fathomed that kid trying to do like that. I knew somebody was going to come outside and whoop my ass. I was stupid enough to do something like that.
But see, shit like that. Or at least if you did something right, if you did something once, you know, and somebody told you to stop, then you stop.
Right.
You know, then you would stop. Like, you know, these little bastards are up here like, oh, we fucking with them. We got them mad. Hold on, wait for them to go inside and do it again. Kind of like, it's funny. Like, it's a joke. That's what I mean. People think shit is a joke until something happens. And then when shit happened, then everybody's wondering, well, why did that happen? Motherfucking, like, oh, it was always the funny. Remember the Kings of Comedy? That was always the one of the funniest things, you know. Rest in peace, Bernie Mac and everything. Remember the Kings of Comedy? The first time I watched that shit, it was the funniest part to me when Bernie Mac was talking about, I'll have the house or whatever where I'll run the daycare center for you,
mm-hmm.
and I'll tell you why I beat your kid's ass. You know what I mean? I will fuck your kid up. If you don't want to beat your kid, I will fuck your kid up. I want to run a day. I would run one like that, too. You scared to hit your kid? Go ahead and bring them on over here. I'll set them straight. Don't even trip.
And even my nieces and nephews know. Like, I have a friend, and her daughter, she let her daughter get away with shit. Like, she fall out in the store. You feel me? She do that shit all the time with her mom. She came and sat with me one weekend, and I took her next door to the Walmart, and I was like, okay, you can pick out whatever movie you want. We finna get some pizza, and we finna chill. She got mad at me because I didn't buy her a toy, and she fell out in the store. And I was like, get your ass up. I'm not playing with you because I'm not your mama, and I will beat your ass in the store. And she thought I was playing. I beat her ass in the store. And ever since then, we ain't never had the problem. She do that shit with her mom. I don't care what you do with your mom, but you ain't finna do that shit with me.
Yeah, that shit is funny,
hell
too.
No.
I do that shit with my oldest niece. I was talking about that earlier. Like, my oldest niece, like I said, and her old mama, she be cussing at her and everything like that or whatever, but she try to come at me like that, especially since she grown now. And I'm like, no, you need to shut that shit for fun. You know, you want to cuss, we can cuss, but you ain't going to sit here and come at me sideways like that. You know, my niece be acting like she grown, you know, 21 and everything or whatever, but, you know, I don't give a fuck about none of that shit. Because you talking to me like you got a problem, you need to calm the fuck down. Like, you know, I talk to her that way. And then my nephew, too. My oldest nephew, he tried to come up. When he was coming up, it's like, I've been trying to trying to speak on behalf of my sister and everything. It's like, yo, I know how your mom can get sometimes, too. Because like I said, my sister ain't always right when she do the things that she do, but you got to understand that it's still a respect level. Even if she's wrong, you can't come at her like that. You know what I mean? You can't come at people like that. That's your mama, no matter what, wrong, whoop, or whatever. You can't come at her like that. Or if you just feel like you're so wrong or whatever, then fine. You're just going to be wrong. Just shut up and just keep your mouth shut. You know, just know.
Right.
You know what I mean? There's some of those times you just got to just chalk it up. But like I said, nowadays everybody feels like they got the power to just do whatever they want to, say whatever they want to, talk to whoever they want to. Can't nobody tell me nothing.
And my brother has that issue. I had a problem with my brother today. Today I took him to get his hair cut after he got out of school or whatever. And I'm like, all right, you know, mom is like, oh, we'll go to this barbershop. I take him to that barbershop. Oh, they're not open until 1:30. So I call mom. I'm like, mom, what you want me to do? Oh, take him down here to the beauty college and get his hair cut. All right, that's what I do. Then he don't like his haircut, so he come home and has a fit. I'm like, all right, you know, can you get out the bathroom? Because I got to get ready for work. So you need to get up out the bathroom. No, I ain't going to get up out the bathroom. You see my hair? No, 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 no. Like, all right, you got a bad haircut. I understand that, but you catch an attitude with the wrong one. He come home, Then he start going ham on my mom. Like, wait a minute, wait. Like, she tell him, don't cuss. Like, you feel me? That's her one thing. Don't cuss in her house. All right, that's understandable. But you feel like you're going to disrespect mom by coming up in here cussing at him. Like, nah, you feel me? I said, like, it amazes me. My brother is 20 now. You feel me? But you still do stuff like it's okay. Like, you feel me? That's still your mom. You still have respect level for your mom, whether she's right or whether she's wrong. And at that moment, my brother was completely in the wrong. All my mama kept telling him was to stop cussing at her house. But,
and, I mean, my thing is, and then also, like I said, no matter how wrong your mom is to you, you know what I mean? The only way you're not going to get any kind of respect, at least from what I feel for your mom, is, like, she was one of them types that would, like, beat on you or something like that, or, like, really just, you know, one of those type really abusive type mothers or whatever like that. Now, if she just don't want you doing something or has a certain rules that you may like, not like, or whatever, or something like that, then that's certain shit you got to chalk up. You just got to respect, you know what I mean? You got to respect that. You know, you just got to, but that's what it is. It's no respect, period. Or people are respecting the wrong things. I don't understand what people got respect levels for. Mostly, you know, some people it's about money. They respect how much money you got. Some people it's about power, you know, how much control you got over other things and what you do. Some people respect cars, like what kind of car you rolling in, what kind of job, you know, certain things. People respect the wrong shit, in my opinion. Because the shit that should gain, people should gain respect for, that they should get stripes for, whatever, they don't. You know, people get respect for going to jail and making it out. What the fuck is that? But don't get respect for knowing how to read. But don't get respect for knowing how to read.
That dumb shit that society makes it seem like it's okay to do. No, like that's dumb shit that society makes, you know, you feel like, oh, well, you cool if you got this, and this. No, you got me fucked up. Nah, respect is respect. I respect you if you respect me, you know, and that's what it all comes down to. So I feel like if I'm not disrespecting you, why are you disrespecting me? Like, that's my point with it. Like, you know, like.
Yeah, that's bottom line. And then, but the cold part is that respect does have to be earned. But my thing is, I come at people respectfully regardless. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like you get that first level of respect for me till I know that, oh, you're not worth me respecting. Then I bring it back. You know what I mean? That, or I just don't fuck with you. I don't be around you. Because my thing is, if I don't respect you, then there's no need to be around you, because eventually we're going to have issues. You know, people I be around, people that I actually associate with, that I actually hang out with, that I do have some level of respect for, and it's usually very high level of respect. I don't hang around with people I have no respect for, because I don't want to hang around people like that. If I don't respect you, then there's no reason for me to be around you, because there's going to come a time or something's going to happen where I may rely on you, or we may be in a situation where we may need to do something or whatever, but if I don't have that level of respect for you, then I can't trust you. You know, respect and trust go hand in hand with me. So, if I can't respect you, then I definitely don't trust you. And if I can't trust you, then I can't have any respect for you. So, I mean, those things go hand in hand to me. But you just really gotta. That's why you gotta watch the people in your circle. You gotta watch the people you associate with. You gotta watch the next generation of motherfuckers. That's all I'm saying. Like my oldest nephew now, you know, in high school now and everything like that, it was a hard struggle to get him through high school because, like I said, his parents, I'm not saying they don't care, but, you know, when you have young parents raising kids, young parents, these parents are also kind of trying to still focus on their own lives because technically they're still kind of young.
Right.
You know what I mean? My sister, I'll say she was 41, my bad. My sister is 10 years between me and my sister, so I'm 30, so she's 40. So, but she's, like, just turning 40, you know what I mean? She just turned 40. And so, but beforehand, like, my nephew now is, what, 30? Just in high school. Like, I'm not good with people's birthdays and shit. But my nephew's in high school now, so it's been a while. But, I mean, it was a struggle to get him through high school because before, you know, he was fucking around in school, you know, getting into fights and shit or whatever because nobody cared. You know what I mean? Nobody sat him down. And then there was no respect level for his mom, at least, because his mom was too worried about doing her own shit and trying to figure out what she was going to do. And especially with the new baby around now, you know, my nephew kind of fell through the cracks because it was my oldest niece, then him, then it was just them two, and now the new baby's here. So now, you know, that middle kid is Annie's the boy, you know, two girls and a boy, the middle boy. So my sister ain't really tripping off of him, and she can't really trip off of him anyway. And the dude, she's what she's supposed to be. I mean, you know what I mean? A woman can't raise a man. You know what I mean? That's what I mean in that. So, all coming up. So every time I did see him, I was always on his head. I'm like, man, what's school like? Or, you know, what's going on with school? Every time I heard he did something, or, you know, every time I was with her, I talked to him straight up. Like, man, what the fuck is going on? What's wrong with you? You know, because I don't come at him that way. I mean, I don't come at him in a cussing way. I mean, I may cuss a little bit because, again, he's old enough where I can talk to him like that. I don't cuss him out, but I know he understands what I'm saying. And I have to say certain things a certain way because, man, this is how you're going to understand me. Because if I try to be nice to you, you're not going to get that, you know. And I be telling him all the time, like I said, I had to cuss him out over his, not cuss him out, but I had to cuss at him, like, over his skinny jeans. He was trying to get involved with these skinny jeans with everybody else. I'm like, nigga, no. He was not doing that. You know, I had to shut that shit down really fast because another thing I was really trying to teach him is that you don't want to be a follower. You know, you don't want to, because I asked him, I was like, man, so why you wearing skinny jeans, man? Everybody's wearing skinny jeans. What the fuck? You know how dumb you sound right now? And I told him that straight up. You sound dumb. And you look dumb in them skinny jeans. I'm just being honest with you. I don't care what the motherfuckers are telling you at school. I don't care what fad you think you're a part of or whatever. You don't need to be doing that shit. Or your reasoning for doing that ain't making no sense. Now, at the same time, I still tell them, like, yo, okay, well, you do what you want to do, but when you're around me, I'm not going to allow you to act stupid and do dumb shit. So when you're around me, you're not wearing that shit. If we going anywhere, you're not wearing that shit. Like, I'm sure you're not doing it. Whatever you do not around me, I have no control over. But fuck that. And you ain't embarrassing me either. So, and yes, that is embarrassing for you to be wearing skinny jeans around me when we go out and do shit. So we're not doing that. And I shut that shit down. And my niece, or I said my oldest niece, we've been fighting since she was a baby. So, but there's still a level of respect. We don't like each other. We love each other. She might not like me. Maybe she does or whatever. But she respects me. She ain't going to cuss at me like she cussed at her mom. You know what I mean? I've established that level of respect, and she knows that shit is not going to lie. Because I will tell her straight, and people, we always talk about hitting girls or whatever. No, I'll tell my niece straight up, yo, you keep talking to me like that, like you want to fight, we can step outside. You know, I'll fight family. I'll give her there. You know, I'm not going to really fight her, but I will maybe choke slam her or something like that or whatever. You know, hold her down like police style or something like that. We're going to get to, if you want to fight, if you want to have some words, we can go do this. But you ain't, you know, And I'm not the type to talk anyway. I'm not a talker. The only time I talk, I have to talk at work, and I have to talk on the radio show, you know. Now, if we're going to talk, we're going to have a conversation. I'm not going to sit here and cuss and scream and go back and forth. That's what I'm not going to do. That's a waste of time. We can take this out, right? We can take this outside right now. And this is how I just speak to family, you know what I mean? I will slap the shit out of my family members. I would expect them to do the same for me if I'm acting a fucking ass and looking stupid or whatever, this, that, man. Hit me. Snap me back into it. Because people is overstepping their boundaries. And nobody's, just like, see, I'm going to still talk about it on Sunday, but just like that lady that got uppercutted on the bus. We keep talking about this. That's still the funniest shit in the world to me. You seen that shit, Queen? Seen that video that lady?
I did see that shit. I really did see that shit.
That's the funniest fuck. But the funniest thing, even the only thing funnier than the uppercut is, did you see her little interview that she had after the uppercut when they was asking her about it and everything and all that? Did you see the interview?
No, like I actually heard about the interview, but I heard about the interview today, so I haven't really had a chance to sit down and hear the interview.
Now, this bitch is sitting up here all trying to dumb it down or whatever, like, man, I was just trying to look for change and explain to him that, you know, I have money to get on the bus. I don't know how it got that. Bitch, you knew how it got that. But if you see the video, you see where it got that far. Bitch, you was sitting
right
there running your mouth and off and everything.
Shit.
So we
know
how it got that far. But then you want to sit up here and then be like, well, the reporter asked her, well, if you were in this situation again or, you know, if you had to do over, would you still take the step? This you want to try to dumb it down like, well, no, I mean, I learned, you know, I should walk away. You know, I shouldn't let this escalate like that. And then you should have knew that in the first place.
Right, and then you took it to a whole nother level when she hit him first, like,
that went
to a whole different level. You know, y'all sitting up there, y'all talking shit back and forth to each other, and then you feel me. Then you turn around and you hit the man. You feel me, and then you fuck around and end up with the consequences. You feel me? I'm not saying that it was right, but at the same time, you feel me. shit happens like that all the time. No, shit like that happens all the time.
I'm not saying that. I guess I can't say it was right, too. But, yeah, but when you put shit out there, shit's going to come. Here's where she fucked up. There's three main parts that she fucked up at. You know how they say three strikes, you're out? This is her three strikes. You know what I mean? That's why she got knocked the fuck out. Number one, girl, you're like 25 or whatever or something, right? Whatever I was, bro, you're like 25 or whatever. What is your young ass doing cussing out this old ass bus driver? You ain't got no reason even sitting up here. This man's 40. You know what I mean? This old ass man, you know, this is an old man. Respect your elders. That's another, you know, there's no respect for elders nowadays. You know, he's all, just on the strength that he's older than you, driving a fucking bus, you would think you would give a nigga some kind of credit. Bus drivers already got to go through enough shit. I've been on buses. I've seen some of the shit bus drivers have to go through. This shit is not the business. You know what I mean? Right. So, number one, your young ass should not be up here cussing at a grown-ass man over whatever. I don't care what y'all was arguing about. You ain't got no business just cussing out an old man like that. You know, number one. Number two, anybody who's ridden the bus, any kind of public transportation or anything like that, you was not supposed to step across that yellow line. You know what I mean? You ain't. You're not supposed to, no matter you, that yellow line is there for a reason. And you're not supposed to cross it because that's the bus driver's personal little bare, you know, air, what word am I looking for? Personal space.
Right.
That yellow line, you're not supposed to cross that yellow line because, well, number one, it's unsafe for your health. That's number one. And two, that's the bus driver's personal space. You don't invade that shit. Number three. Like you said, Queen, you and motherfuckers talk shit. We can sit here and talk shit all day. You know what I mean? I can sit here and go back and forth snapping on people, clowning, woo-woo, whatever. You can talk all kind of shit about me or whatever. I don't care. We can sit here and go back and forth. Now, what happened was she ran out of shit to say. Yeah, I don't know if anybody actually looked at this video or they seen the video. There's a part of the video where he was like, that's why your face looked like somebody sliced it up with a razor. He said something along those lines, right? Now, he was clowning.
But wait. I had heard that bitch really got sliced with a razor, like, a while back, I guess either right before she got on the bus or some stupid shit, like she had just finished talking shit from somebody else. This bitch sliced her ass or beat her up good enough to make it look like that, and then got on the bus and started talking shit and ended up getting your ass uppercutted. That was just the backstory I actually had heard.
You already lost one fight, and you want to fight a grown-ass man, you couldn't even beat up a girl. But what I'm saying is, but there's the part where he says that to her, right? And they're already kicking shit. Then he says that, and then the whole bus started laughing like, ah. And then she tried to say something back but didn't have nothing else to say. And that's when she pushed him, or that's when she hit him. That's what happened. You know, it was funny where you can't even sit here and snap back and forth. You know what I mean? You can't even bow it down like, his shit talk is better than mine. You know, I lost this shit talking.
Right.
Shit down. You know what I mean? But no, you want to take it to the next level. Like, okay, well, I can't talk shit, so maybe I can push him or hit him or something like that. And then you do that now. They also said that this man, like I said, this man's he's been driving the bus for 20 years. You know how much shit probably has happened in that 20 years that he didn't do anything? You know what I mean? That he just let it roll. He didn't say anything. He just sucked it up. You know, he was being a legit person. But after 20 years of driving a bus and all kind of bullshit you have to do, because that's public transportation. Y'all don't really. This is what we have to realize, is that when you're on a bus, there's no telling who may get on that bus with you, because it's public transportation. Anybody can get on that bus. You know, from students to drug dealers, you know, crazy bums trying to get to the other side of town so they can beg for money. You don't know who's going to get on that fucking bus. He's been dealing with that shit for 20 fucking years. Dealing with people's bullshit, drama, whoop. And then that was probably just the last one. He was like, that's it. I'm done. You know, he knew he was going to get fired. He knew he just had enough. And then she was just the last one. Like I said, she was good all the way up until she put her hands on him. You know, it's sad. See, me, I'm one of the type of people. See, I'd have been hit by girls before too. Now, if I didn't see, if I wasn't involved, or if I didn't live through seeing my mom being beat on and everything as a kid or whatever, I may be one of those people that maybe was a molly whopping girl. Because I'm thinking about molly whopping girls sometimes. Because some girls just don't get the point. But two, you bust, they live. And It's funny because, like I said, talking about the interview when the lady got interviewed and everything, and they were asking her about it, she was like, well, if I had to do it over again, then, you know, I wouldn't do it. I would be careful. I would walk away or whatever. Yeah, I bet you would. An uppercut of knocked some sense into your ass now, didn't it?
Right.
Now you want to be all cool and everything. Now that you done got your ass whooped, now everything's all good, and now you want to walk away. So I take it as lesson learned. You know what I mean? Okay, you want to fire him. Maybe you shouldn't have hit the girl like that or whatever. But, I mean, I understand. I'm not saying it's right, but I understand. You know? But at the same time, he shouldn't be punished. I mean, if he loses his job, he loses his job. But he shouldn't receive no jail time or shouldn't have to pay no fine or nothing like that or whatever. He taught this bitch a lesson that she obviously needed to learn, and she learned it. You know, somebody should have whooped her ass when she was a kid. Maybe she would have did that shit in the first place. But like I said, I don't know, man. Like I said, people think this shit is cool. People think shit is okay. People think they can just do whatever, get away with whatever. There's going to be no consequences. And there's always consequences for your actions. Even if the consequences don't come right away at the beginning, they come back around at some point.
I'm sorry, Dad. I did not mean to even just do that to you. But see, this is what I be talking about with kids. Hold on. I'm really trying not to go there. Like, I went outside, I smoked me a cigarette, I was gone for like 30 minutes. I come back to the house, and you got one of these little badass kids trying to holler out my name like you know me. No, don't get it twisted, little girl. Don't get it twisted, little girl. Just because you hear my name don't mean you know me. I beat up little kids being disrespectful to me. I do not care about none of that. You see, the sad part was this. I'm walking through my apartments like I normally do. I don't bother nobody. I don't do nothing to nobody's kids. I don't let you feel me. I don't do nothing to nobody. But one of these little kids just walked past me and goes, oh, I bet you she don't know my name, so she can't tell my mama what I'm over here doing. I get to my house, I pull out my key, you know, because the light in front of my door don't work, so I stand in the light and I figure out where my key is at, open up the door, and, like, the group of little kids go by and they go, Nicole? you see, little kids be trying to test you to see where you can go with shit. Like, I don't understand. You feel me?
I don't gotta know your name, you little bastard. If I start whipping your ass and you start screaming, I bet your mama would come out here and then I'll figure your name out at that point now, won't it?
Sad part is I really be trying to be nice to people's kids. Like, people really don't be knowing. I really try because I really don't want to have to really just whoop your kid ass and then have to deal with the consequences later. I be trying to be nice to kids because I be like, you know, little kids don't know. They don't know. So I be
they
trying
know.
To be nice.
They know.
See, they be trying to push me, and I'm already not at the point right now where I want to be messed with. So, see, somebody like me, I'd pull up a chair and sit outside my house in a minute and be like, hey, y'all want to talk shit? I can talk shit, too. And then sit around.
These little bastards know what they're doing. They know what they're out here doing. That's why people keep talking to me like, man, why you keep coming down on the kids like that or whatever. Man, these kids know. These niggas ain't done. My little baby niece right here, little manipulating ass out here. She knows. She can't even talk yet, but I know she knows. You know what I mean? She know what the fuck she doing. Like, stop. Like my niece, right? She do this shit, right? She knows she's not supposed to fuck with something, right? She knows she's not supposed to fuck with something. So she'll walk over to it. She'll look at you and you'll be like, leave that alone. And you'll like pull her away from it, like leave it alone. So she'll stand there and turn around for this. She'll look at you and see if you're looking at her and like walk towards it. But before she'll get to it, she'll turn back and look and see if you're looking at her. Like, yeah, I'm looking at you. Don't touch it. Like, and it's still like an inch to it a little bit more and try to giggle or whatever to see if you're going to get up or something like that. These kids know.
And that'd be the sad part is that you really be knowing what you be doing, but you really think that I really won't. Like, that'd be the fucked up part. Like, little kids don't be knowing until you actually do shit to them, and then they be like, oh, she a bitch. I ain't gonna fuck with her no more. You feel me? But I really try. I try because you feel me? I don't want to be the one to really just have to do something crazy to no little kid. So I be trying. I really do. But these kids about to, ooh.
Nah, I used to, because I'm not a real violent person. I don't like hitting kids or whatever, but I do shit to them. Like I used to have to have my niece and my nephew in the other house I used to be in when I used to visit them. Or when they used to come over and spend the night or whatever, I used to be babysitting or something like that. And they have a little attitude or something like that. There was a little hook on the back porch that was on the back of the door. You know, one of those hooks that you, like, hang shit on or whatever. So I would be like, oh, you playing, huh? You know, they'd be short. So I pick them up by their shirt. And I put their shirt and I hang them on the hook on the back wall in the back room and then leave them back there for like 15 minutes, just hanging on the hook, 15, 20 minutes. You know, these little kids, legs screaming and everything, you know, legs kicking, they can't get off, you know, or they try to get out their shirt or whatever, but I tie up their shirt so they can't get out the shirt. So they're basically thinking like a little kid hanging like in a straitjacket. You know, you tie his shirt so they can't move their arms. And then I hang them on top of the hook on the back porch. And I'm like, man, you sit there then. You're going to sit right there. And then they have to worry about them injuring themselves. They couldn't get off the hook and they can't do nothing. Then I come back like, you done? But you don't want to get down. Are you going to keep playing around? No, I'm going to get down. Okay. Get down. But then as soon as they, like I said, you want to go to the hook? And then, no, I want to go to the hook. Like, you got to, one thing, and this is something coming from somebody who used to hear a lot of them too. Parents, you don't need to make empty threats. And if you don't know what an empty threat is a threat that you make that you don't have the intention of following through on. That's what an empty threat is. When you say you're going to do something, and then if they don't do something, and then they don't do it, and you don't do it, so then they know they can get away with shit, or they test your levels. Or like I said, my people used to give me empty threats all the time. Like, oh, do this. I'm like, no, you're not going to do that shit. I know you're not going to do it, so let's not even go there. You need to make, if you're going to make threats that you're going to follow through on, and actually follow through on something, just because. See, you ask my nephew and my niece. Like I said, I used to fuck with them just because. Every time, sometimes when they was kids or when they were getting older, I'll just pop them just because. Like, pow. Like, what's that for? Just because. You was probably thinking something, wasn't you? Or, you know, that's what something you're going to do. Or, you know, you just got to let them know, like, man, I will still fuck you up even when you're doing right. It's okay. I just
really be trying. Like, that's my only thing is that I really, like, I don't understand why you trying to fuck with me. I'm not fucking with you. Like, you feel me? But it's just like, why all of a sudden you want to fuck with me? That's why I'm tripping is because I don't bother y'all little kids. Y'all be outside in front of my house hollering and screaming and doing the most. Y'all do whatever it is that y'all want to do at that little playground. But for whatever reason, y'all feel like y'all want to fuck with me. No, it's not. I can't. I don't know.
That's
the funniest shit
I've ever seen. You see that movie, y'all?
Yeah, this is why I don't have them because right now I don't have patience for that shit. I don't. I just...
You see that movie? What was that movie? You see that movie Due Date? It was Zach Galifianakis and the dude who plays Iron Man. Who's the guy that plays Iron Man?
Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah. You see that movie? Did you ever see that movie Due Date?
Yeah, I seen that movie Due Date.
Remember the one when he was like, remember when he was over there when they was buying weed from that old white lady? And he was like, and they told Robert Downey to sit out there with the kids or whatever. Sit out here with the kids. We're gonna go back here and handle business. And that little white kid kept fucking with him. And he was like, man, you keep fucking with me, I'm gonna. And this little kid kept fucking with him. Man, the kid got close enough. He grabbed him and gave him a punch in the stomach, like boom, like and then shit broke down. Gave him a quick one, like wow, and then sat down, and then they came out the back, and then the mother asked the son, like, what happened, son? And then Robert looked at him, like, yeah, what happened? Like nothing. Like, yeah, that's right. You know, but you want to punch the shit out of these kids, man? Fuck them. If you don't hit them. I said, hit him somewhere that's not going to leave a mark. You got to give him a hit. No, you got to get him in the rib, in the stomach. You know, you got to get just a quick one. I'm not saying beat these kids, man. You can give them one smooth one real quick. Just give them one.
No, I'm not going to beat nobody, kid. Like, that's what I'm going to do. But I just, I can't deal with little kids testing me. And it is only going to be so much of you testing me before, you know, shit gets ugly around here. Like, I just. just, I can't do it. You feel me? For I don't know how long now these little kids just, they do too much.
Nah, but y'all got to get easy. But, yeah, fuck these kids, man. Somebody else's kid is fucking around you, and you can get away with doing something to that kid without nobody noticing, fucking do it. Fuck it. I don't care. Like, you ever be in the places, like, you know, you ever be out somewhere and the kid's just running around acting an ass? I mean, you're in a public place. Kid ain't supposed to be running around doing all this shit and everything, but they doing it. You know, I be wanting to, like, kid you around. I just want to, if you can stick your foot out and trick the kid and nobody's going to see it, and you just pull your foot back real quick, just do it. You know what I mean? I just do it. I've done it. That kid just fell, you know, a little kid, you know, you got to pick your battles. You know what I mean? You got to be real quick. Like, you see the little kid running, you trip him real quick and then walk into the bathroom or something like that so the kid don't even know it was you that did it. You know, you got to do certain, you got to pay attention. But at the same time, man, parents, y'all got to realize, if your kid is fucked up and your kid is fucked up, you got to realize that shit. You got to understand within yourself that you got to fuck them kids. So he might need, if you ain't willing to beat his ass, then somebody need to beat his ass, because he going to get older and wind up in jail, then somebody going to really be beating that ass. So I don't know what y'all be on or what y'all want out of y'all kids, but my thing is, I mean, there's some parents, like, let me go the other way, too. I mean, there are some kids that no matter what their parents do, there's some kids are just lost causes. I mean, let's just understand that as well. I mean, some parents are really out there doing everything that they can do and are providing what they can provide, and some people's are just lost in a certain sense. But even at that, you have to recognize that you have a lost child. Not like lost, like you lost him in the mall or anything, like really lost, gone, mind gone, you don't know where his head is. And if you care enough, you need to seek out some kind of help. You need to, instead of being in denial and denying the fact that your kid ain't got no issues or no problems, you need to find out what the fuck those issues or problems are and fix them or do something to fix them, like. And then it goes back to people being lazy and just don't want to be bothered and just don't want to get involved in that type of shit. And there's a lot of people that are like that. And I'm nobody's parent, but the fact that you're responsible for something and then you choose not to take on that responsibility or when that responsibility becomes difficult, then you want to get away from it at a later date or at a later time. You can't do that. You're
right.
In it to
and
win
it. I know it's not going to work out like that, but, I mean, I know when I do become a parent, I want my kid to be a productive member of society. I don't want my kid at the ghetto running through restaurants and just being just disrespectful to people, period. Like, I just want better. Like, I don't understand. Like, you know, I'm not saying that I had the best life, but, I mean, I had a mother who raised me to be, you know, the best me that I can be and the best lady that I can be, and I just don't understand how some of these parents be just doing it. Like, I don't understand. Like, you looking fly, fresh to death, walking around with best new stuff on, but your baby look all crazy, hair not done, no shoes on, mismatch socks. I was in Jack in the Box the other day, and this lady was just fly. And you got your kids out here, They face is dirty, and they ain't got no shoes on, and they in pajamas. But you out here looking fly. Like, I never understood that. I can understand you coming. Like, my mom always told me when I was a little kid, you feel me? Your dad always came home to you dressed and your face and your hair done and your face clean. But I could be in here looking to like 10 miles of bad road. But when he came home from work, you was looking like you did something today. You was pretty for your daddy when he came home. Like, I don't understand, like, why you come out and you let your kids look like that. That's a representation of you, and you let your kids act like that. That's still a representation of you, whether you're there or not.
I was leaving a homie's house, and I'm leaving, and I'm coming downstairs, and there's like three kids running around in the hallways and outside, butt naked.
Oh my gosh.
I'm like, are we serious? I'm like, are we in Africa? Is this Africa? And even in Africa, they fucking put on a cloth or something like that, or a leaf or something. These little kids is just out here just running around, butt ass naked, outside playing, trying to play, getting the little cars and everything like that, and just up and down the hallway, just butt ass naked. But because I guess they're kids or whatever, then that's okay. No, it's not.
Mm-mm.
This shit is not cool. Like,
oh my gosh.
I don't. I don't get it. Like, me neither.
But, I mean, to each his own. I just don't understand why and how it got this bad. And I really don't.
Because, like they keep saying, people just don't care. People are only focused on themselves. Like I said, people don't even focus on their kids. People don't realize that their kids are a representation of them. At least not all of them. They just think, oh, that is my son. But I mean, well, he's a kid. It don't matter. You know what I mean? They be on that, oh, well, he's just a kid. That's, I hate that excuse. He's just a kid. It's okay. Nah, fuck that. Fuck it. And then, like you said, you're responsible. You're responsible for your kid. So if your kid is looking fucked up or whatever, I consider you a fucked up parent. You know what I mean? Like you just said, how can you be all G'd up and everything like that? And you got your kid out there. Your kid is supposed to be G'd up before you, not you. It's backwards.
Because first off, that's your responsibility when you did that. You feel me? That became a part of your responsibility. So I don't understand why you out here flying. Your baby look like who did it and why? No. Like that's not okay to me. Like, why is your money on you and not on your baby? Like, that's what I'm pissed because I like to spend money on me. I like to go get my hair done and my nose done and my eyebrows done. I like to, you feel me? That's one of the other reasons why I don't have kids because I know that I'm not ready to have all my paychecks go to taking care of no baby.
Yeah.
I know that. I can be grown enough and stand up and say that I know that.
But you just like me. That's all. That's why I ain't got no kids. Like I said, there's too much shit that I'm trying to do myself that I'm not willing to put to the side for a kid that I know I would have to do if I had kids. So it's like,
right.
Yeah, you already. Like I'm having too much. See, I can say that because I don't have any kids, so I'm having all the fun that I want to have because I don't have no responsibilities outside of myself. Y'all got to realize, one of my coworkers told me that at work today, like, because one of my other coworkers just got pregnant. You know, she just found out she was pregnant about that kid, her first kid, I think. And so I'm like, oh, I'm just the only one in the whole office without a kid, huh? Like, and I'm 30. And I was like, well, yeah, you better get on there. I'm like, no, I'm not in no rush. It's okay. I'm good. You know, y'all can have, I got too much shit I'm trying to do still. When I'm done doing what I got to do, then I'll worry about the next generation. Right now,
What I'm saying. Like, you feel me? Like, I don't even got me together. If I don't even got me together, how am I supposed to take care of me and baby over here? No, I don't, you feel me? I don't have all the things that I want to have. You feel me? I'm not rolling around in a car. I don't have my own spot at the moment. You feel me? I'm not making the money that I want to be able to make to be able to take care of. I'm not, you feel me? So, why would I want to do that to myself and then struggle, you feel me, and then have to struggle to take care of me and baby? That's not fair to neither one of us. So I want to get me together and get me right, and then I could be like, you know, it'd be nice now to chill out and have a baby, you feel me? I want to get married, you feel me? Then we can be talking about, hey, let's go get a baby. No, I'm I don't understand.
But, yeah, final note as far as these kids, man. Fuck these kids right about now, man. Fuck these kids up when you get a chance. If you got your own kids, man, whoop they ass, man. We got too many badass kids out here, no respect, no nothing, and all they do is grow up into old, disrespectful-ass motherfuckers or whatever. You know what I mean? I mean, it's just all the powerful motherfuckers, everything is going on out there, all these people fighting. You all see it on these videos, niggas getting their ass whooped over all kind of shit or whatever. Is it worth it? And if it isn't, fine, be that way. Y'all do what y'all got to do. I'm not getting involved in this shit. And like I said, I'm sad even having to think about, like I said, I'll be thinking about my little baby niece and nephew all the time. Like I said, they're just not getting started. And you have to have some kind of foundation. You have to build a foundation in order to get something going with the kid's life or anything like that. And if you don't have that, no respect, no nothing, then I don't know what else to say. Respect, number one. Teach your kids respect. All right, I don't even got kids, and you got to know that. Like I said, I don't like my father. I love him. I don't like him, but I respect him. You know what I mean? That's bottom line. And then everything goes from there. All right, y'all. So thanks for hanging out for a little while, Queen B. Thanks for checking in with me. It's Fuck You Fridays. Make sure, like I said, y'all want to, every Friday, 6 to 8. I hope y'all enjoy the weekend. Like I said, don't get into too much trouble. Don't get into too many problems. Sunday, 7 to 9. Triple M Show, 7 to 9 on Monday. Of course, West Coast Wednesdays, Dagger Queen V as well. Every Wednesday night, 9 to 11. And, yeah, this has been Fuck You Friday, so thank you very much. We'll see y'all next week, and we'll see y'all on Sunday. Fuck you very much, all right? We out.